Mesechtes Gittin Davav, 7 lines to the bottom of Dav Heim Beis. Bahed you boy less to Yigita. Bahed you want to be a shliach lohilacha for a get. Also, kamed Reb Achi, so he came in front of Reb Achi to have a munah giti, and Reb Achi was in charge of halachas Gittin in this town. And Rashi says the kaimalon kol she'ini yadei b'tiv gittin v'kedushin le'yei le'esik imarin, that if someone is not an expert in halachas Gittin or kedushin, they should not be involved in paskin yishailis and v'havu manu gavu rabba la'ruhei hechinavid. And in towns they used to appoint a person who was a Talmud Chacham and knew Hilchos Gittin Kedushin in order that they should be the one who would pass in the Shailas. And Reb Achi was the Pesach in Hilchos Gittin. And Amalei and Reb Achi said to Bahedya, Tzarech Atalamed al Kol Yisvois, that since when you'll bring this get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have to say before Nechtam, therefore you have to make sure to be at the entire Ksivas HaGet and watch as the Sefer writes every single ois and to make sure that the Sefer is doing so Lishma. And the Gemara continues, Asal Kamed Reb Ami Reb Rasi, Bahedya then went to Reb Ami and Reb Asi and asked the same Shaila, Amulei, and they said to him, there is no requirement for you to be Oymed al Kol Yisvois, and as Rashi says, El Bishita Achas, that you only have to watch as the Sefer wrote the first line. And Vichitema Ever Luchumra, and if you're going to say that, let me go and watch the entire process of the get, and I should go Luchumra based on the fact that Reb Achi Paskin like that, Nimsa Atam Meisilaz al Gitan Rishainim, if you do so, then you'll cause that Elaz will come out on prior Gitan where the Shliach didn't do so, and the Shliach only watched Shita Achas. And in that case, people will say that it was a get that was puzzle, and therefore you shouldn't be machber as it's a chumrosh to osel de kula. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Babachana, I see gito palga ichtiv kameu, palga lo ichtiv kamei. Rabbi Babachana was a shliach lailocha, and he brought a get where half of it was written in front of him, and half of it he did not see that was written in front of him, and he couldn't necessarily testify that it was written l'shma, osel kamei Rabbi Loza. So he came to Rabbi Loza the Amira, and Amalei, Rabbi Loza told him, afil lo kosabai el shita achas l'shma, that even if only one line of the get was written Lishma, Shivan and Tzarech, that's all the requirement is, and there's no psul in the get, and you're able to say before Nechtam. Both in the story of Bahedya and in the story of Rabbi Babachana, we mentioned the requirement that you have to make sure that the Sefer wrote the first line of the get Lishma, and as Rashi says, Loitzriches el b'shita achas, and Rashi doesn't define exactly why Shita Rishayna works. However, Rashi on that Tezbavim now states, Shita Rishayna, Shabosh Shama Ishva Isha Vazman, and it's Muchach that Rashi holds that the Chiyuv of Lishma is not necessarily on the entire get, but the main point is that you have to make sure that the name of the Ish and Isha as well as the Zman was done Lishma. In addition, Lefi Zeh, you would have to make sure that the line in the get that states Harei Unu Taras L'cha Adam was also written Lishma. However, let's see the Baal Taisa Zad Ha'amid, where Taisa states Afil L'Kasabai El Shita Achas Pirish L'Ra El Shita Rishayna the Mestama Sayim L'Lishma, that the point is that since you saw that the first line of the get was written Lishma, so Mestama the Sefer wrote the rest of the get Lishma. And Lefi Taisa, even if the Sefer did not write the Shema Isha and the Isha and the Zman as well as the line of Harei Umutaris Adam in the first line of the get, there is no requirement for the Shliach to actually see that he wrote those Lishma, as the Stama is that he wrote the entire get Lishma since he saw that the first line was written Lishma. And the Ritva points out Ikla Meimba, that some say to Rabbi Choy Svir Leku Rabba, that it's Muchach to Rabbi Choy holds like Rabba, the Amat Taim Mishim Lishma, that the reason why you have to say before Nechtam is because you want to make sure that the get was written Lishma. And in Mishum Hachi, Matzrichu Lamed al Klois Vais, and that's why Rabbi Chai, or as we were going, Rabbi Achi, required that the Shliach should see that the Sefer wrote the entire Get Lishma. As Nachayr Lefi Rabba, that the reason why you have to say Fanei Nechtam is to make sure that the Chasim and Se'edim were proper, and we have Kiyim Ha'edim, then Nachayr, there's no reason that you have to stand there and watch the entire process of the Sefer writing the Get. However, the Ritva continues, Inami Efshaloyma Dechu Rabba Svirle, that we could say that really Rabbi Achi holds like Rabba, the Mikal Mak of the Rabba, that Lemaisa, even if you Rabba, keeping the Tzarech Loim in front of Nechtav, since Lemaisa we said that the Halach is that you have to say before Nechtav, Mishum Dalei Oslach Lufi B'Shash Doris Da'alma, as we were concerned if you only said before Nechtav, that maybe you get us mixed up with other Storis where you actually need 2 Eidim, and over here we let you get away with having only 1 Eid, as we mentioned before, Afu Ein Yoch Lehein Kein Shenichtav B'Fonav, Elam Kein Oimel Al-Kol Yisva'is, and since the Shliach will Lemaisa have to testify before Nechtav that it was written in front of me, therefore, if he doesn't actually see that the entire get was written in front of him, that would actually be a sheker, and he wouldn't be able to testify that before Nechtav. And therefore, Rabbi Achi said that even according to Rava, the Shliach has to be Oymen al Kol Ois Va'ois. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Ashi Omar, and we continue on Daf Vavim and Aleph, that there is no requirement for the Shliach to actually see the actual writing of the get, and Afilu Shoma, Kan Kulmasa, V'Kan Megilta, And even if the shliach first heard the husband tell the sefer to write a get for his wife, and the feet away, the rush brings down the first pshat of Rashi, he then saw that the sefer had a parchment in his hand, and he was about to write a get, and then afterwards he left, and he heard the sefer saying that he's about to write a get lishma on this cloth, and as Rashi says, tikkun al komas, that he was preparing his quill, that cloth, and the parchment, shama kishetiknu lishma, and he heard that the sefer was preparing it lishma, kishechaitchan eisa machlikna eisa, when he was cutting it, and he was making the parchment smooth and ready to be used. And the Rashi adds, even according to the first pshat of Rashi, Shliach then heard the scraping of the quill against the parchment, and therefore he knew that the Sefer went and wrote the get at that moment, and the Sefer then came out and gave the parchment to the Shliach, who was going to take this get to the woman in a different country. And the Rashi explains that since the Shliach is Makabit Fiyasayin, that this is the actual parchment that the Sefer started with, and therefore, based on these unness, the Shliach could go to Medina Siyam and say, before you nechta, before you Nechtam. However, Rashi then brings a second shot, Vilinira, Kan Kulmaso, Kan Hakoma, Shukasiv, Vikaliria, Shunishma, Kimisha Ime, Kan Kan, that all that Rav Ashi requires is that you have to hear the scraping of the quill against the parchment, and that makes a sound of Kan Kan. And Tez is bothered that Lachariya, according to Rav Ashi, that all you have to hear is Kan Kulmaso and Kan Megilta, and you don't actually have to see that the Sefer was writing the actual get. Then Lachariya, why is it that the Gemara on Daf Chav Gemara on Daf states that it's Suma is possible to bring a get if L'chira, the Summa could hear the actual call of the Komas and the call of the Megillah. And Taisus just says very simply, L'dami L'Summa, the Pasal of Yiget, Beperek Sheni, Ayin and Taisus. And the Rashi explains that according to Rashi's first pshat, that it's Pashut why a Summa can't bring a get, as the Shliach has to be Makar B'Tfiyas Ayin, the actual parchment, and of course the Summa doesn't have the ability to see the parchment. And the Karban Asano points out that even if the Summa would actually hold on to the cloth the entire time, and he therefore knows that this was the actual cloth that the Sefer was writing on, that would still not work, as L'maisa, we have a loy plug b'negei asuma. And the Rush then continues and explains the words of Taisus, and he says that Taisus means to say, Mishum de Nira Shakrin, because it looks like the Shliach, that is a suma, is a liar. And since the Chacham Masakin, he specifically has to say the words of B'fonei Nechtam, B'fonei Nechtam, and he can't change B'mabeya Shetav Chachamim. Therefore, when he says those words, it's Nira Kishakrin, as L'maisa, it's impossible of suma to have seen the actual Ksivas Haget and to see the Chasimus Ha'edim. And I in the Rishreinim who are Chaylik, if Rav Ashi's din is Dafka according to Rava, that does not require that there's a din of B'fani Nechtav, that you have to actually have to make sure that the writing was done Lishma. And therefore, since the Rabbanon just said that you have to say B'fani Nechtav, but it wasn't a din of Lishma, therefore, even if you don't see the actual writing, it would still work as long as you heard the Kan Kumas of the Kan Milgata. Or can it be that Rav Ashi is even according to Rabba, and even if there's a requirement for Lishma, Rav Ashi says by hearing the Kan Kumas of the Kan Milgata, that would suffice? And the Gemara continues, Tanakh Vasa Rabashi, we have a Bryce like Rabashi, how maybe get from Medina Siyam, if a Shliach Le'ilacha brings a get from Medina Siyam, so Hafilu Huba Bayis is safe Baliyah, even at the time of the Ksivas Taget, the Shliach was on the first floor and the Sefer was on the second floor, or Huba Aliyah the Sefer Bayis, the Shliach was on the second floor and the Sefer was on the ground floor, Hafilu Nichtz V'Yetzi Kalyan Kulay, and even if the Sefer was coming in and out of the house the entire day, Kasha, then it's still possible for the Shliach to say, Befonin Nechtab, Befonin Nechtab. And the Gemara continues, and the Taisus Rid actually adds in over here that Bishleim Hu Baliyah of the Sefer Bayis, that if it's a case where the Shliach was on the second floor and the Sefer was on the first floor, Hakachazile, Lemaisa the Shliach was able to see that the Sefer was writing the get because he could see from the upper level to the bottom floor that the Sefer was actually writing the get. However, the Gemara is Hu Bayis for Sefer Baliyah, in the case where the Shliach was on the first floor and the Sefer was on the second floor, Hakachazile, Lemaisa the Shliach did not see the Sefer writing the get, and therefore, how could the Shliach say, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, and therefore the Gemara brings a raya to the words of Rashi, El Lav Kagoyin, the Shama Kan Kumas of the Kam Megilta. It must be talking about a case where the Shliach heard the sound of the quill and the sound of the parchment, and therefore we see a raya to Rashi. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ma, we just stated in this price, Afilu Nichtz V'Yetzi Kalayim Kula Kasha, that if he was coming in and going out of the house the entire day, the get is Kasha, and the Shliach couldn't say, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. And the Gemara asked, Man, who was coming in and going out of the house the entire day? Ilay Mishliach, if you're referring to Shliach, if we said in the case where the Shliach is on the first floor and the Sefer is in the attic, where the Shliach never saw the Sefer writing the get, we still said it would be kosher. Then certainly if he's coming in and going out and he actually sees the Sefer writing the get at some point, then certainly it would be kosher and he could say before Nechtav. And therefore, El Sefer, it must be that the Bryce is referring to the Sefer that's going in and coming out of the house the entire day. And therefore, the Gemara is Pshita, that this din is Pashut, Mishun Nichtz V'Yetzim. Do you think that because the sefer is coming in and going to the house and he's taking breaks in the middle of writing the get, we should passel the get? And the Gemara answers, that the case is where the sefer went out to the marketplace and then he came back and he didn't just take a small break. And Marotema, you may think, in the Shachrina Ashkei V'Amalei Kabash 1, that maybe he met another person that also needed a get, and at this point he wasn't writing this get Lishmani longer and he was writing it for that person. Kamash 1, we don't have to worry about that. And we say that since the sefer started writing this get for Reuven and for Rachel, so therefore he continued in that fashion, and the get was written Lishma, and therefore the get is kosher. And Tezis is bothered that how do we know that we're talking about the sefer walking in and walking out of the house? Maybe we're talking about the shliach, and the chiddush of the brisa is that even if the shliach is coming in and going out of the first floor, and the sefer was on the top floor, and one may think that the only time that it's a valid get is only if the shliach was in the house the entire time, and he heard the sefer writing the get the entire time. However, if it was nichlis v'yotzei, maybe that would not be good, and the chiddush is that it's still kosher. Zok Taisis, the yotzei v'nichlis mashma l'makom shal sefer kosev, that since the brisa stated that he was coming in and going out, it's mashma that he was going into the same place where the sefer was writing a get, and therefore that would not be a chiddush if we're referring to the shliach. And that's why the Gemara explains that the sefer of this brisa is referring to a case where the sefer went out to the marketplace and then he came back. And the Gemara continues, itma bavol, what is the din b'degei bavol? Would a shliach lohi locha have to say b'fari nechtam when he's transporting a get from one medina in bavol to another medina in bavol? Rav Amar Karetz Yisrael l'gitin. Rav says that bavol is like Karetz Yisrael b'degei gitin, and therefore the shliach doesn't have to say b'fari nechtam b'fari nechtam. Shmuel Amar k'chutz la'aretz, and Shmuel says he would have to say b'fari nechtam b'fari nechtam because it's treated like all other areas of chutz la'aretz. And the Gemara explains, leim b'hakam b'fli. Let us say the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel is dependent on the following. That Rav holds like Rabba, that the reason for b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam is because the people in chutz la'aretz were not b'kiyim b'lishma. However, b'hani gemiri, the people in Bavel were talmid chachamim, and therefore they knew that halacha is that get has to be done l'shma, and therefore they don't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Umasav and Shmuel holds l'fisha'in in mitzun l'chaymoi b'hani nami l'shchichi, and since it was from one country to another country in Bavel, so therefore she'yaris were not mitzuyis, and therefore the shliach had to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam in order to be mekayim the chasim se'edim. And the Gemara continues, "Betizbra harabba isled rabba." That you can't tell me that Rav holds like Rabba, and therefore he holds that you don't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, because Rabba also agrees to Rabba that the shliach has to say b'fani nechtam because of the reason of fisha'ed in the mitzun l'kaimoi, and since it's from one medina to another medina in Bavel, l'chari even according to Rabba you should have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, and therefore the Gemara says al dekula amar be'in l'kaimoi. There's no question they have to be mekayim the edim. Rav Sava kim nikim esifta mishra shchichi, and as Rashi explains that Rav holds that since there were yeshivas kvuos achas besura v'achas b'nadar, that since there was a yeshiva that was in sura which Rav led, and there was a yeshiva in Adar that was kvuah even earlier which Shmuel led, v'hochon talmidim mezulazu, and talmidim would travel from one yeshiva to another u'mishay yaris lahen, and there were many people that traveled from other cities in Bavel to these cities l'mei Torah in order to learn Torah. Therefore, there were many people that u'mukayim dechasim se'edim, and there was no requirement for the shliach to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, because number one they were b'kiyim b'lishma, and number two there were people there that could be mekayim dechasim se'edim. And the Shmuel Sava and Shmuel hold that the shliach has to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam in order to be mekayim dechasim se'edim, because of misivasa b'gesayu taridi. Because even though there were many people that would travel from one area to the other, however they were talmid chamim and they were busy learning, and therefore they weren't able to identify any people's signatures, as they weren't people that would necessarily notice anyone else's signatures. And since these talmid chamim would not be makir the chasima se'edim, so therefore you had to make sure that the shliach said b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. And 2 points. First of all, let us see Taisis Diba Maskel Bavel Rava Makaret Yisrael, and we learned our Gemara based on this Taisis that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is b'negei medina medina b'bavel pligi to ba'is medina moed Shmuel the insar, because if it would be in the actual medina in Bavel, then even Shmuel would be moed that the shliach wouldn't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. The avagav the army b'kasar tuidi, and therefore one may think that even if you're in the same country, that people are not makir chasimah se'edim of any people in that area. But Taisis says that's not true. But haynu loymed d'le chashiva yosim mishachutz laretz, that the Gemara is just telling us that lefi Shmuel the area of Bavel is not different than the rest of chutz laretz, and just like in the rest of chutz laretz in the same medina, you don't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Therefore, in Bavel, you would also not have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, even according to Shmuel. And Taisis points out that maybe the shliach lelacha was going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Zok Taisis in Bavel to Eretz Yisrael nami lo yairi dahinu plukta the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef b'samach, as we will see that that's machlekes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef on Vavam and Beis. And the Gemara continues, itman nami. We also see in another memra that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is is not based on a question of Lishma and not based on the fact that in Bavel they were Bekiyim B'Lishma, but it's based on the fact that there were Mesiftos over there, and therefore there were people that were traveling between cities. And the Gemara continues that the Raya is because Rav Abba stated in the name of Rav Huna, Asinu Atzmeinu B'Bavel Karetz Yisrael L'Gittin, then in Bavel we gave ourselves the Halacha, it's just like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, B'negei the Din of Gittin, that we don't have to say B'Fanei Nechtam, Mechi Asa Rav L'Bavel, based on the fact that Rav came to Bavel and established the Yeshiva of Surah, and therefore people were traveling from one area to the other. And Rashi explained, because Rav was Kavei Yeshiva B'Sura, with Shmuel Havoy Ben Adar, and Shmuel was already in Adar, Av Mikar Loi, but prior to that point, they would have to say B'Fanei Nechtam, the Afag of the Gemiri, and even though prior to Rav and Shmuel coming to Surah and Adar, the people in Bavel definitely learned Torah, and definitely knew that there's a Chiyav of Lishma by Get, the Mishigol Yechani L'Bavel, because when Yechani already went to Golos and Bavel, the Acheresh V'Amaska Imai, L'Paskal Torah Mehem, there was always Torah in Bavel, and therefore certainly they knew the Halacha, and therefore it must be that the reason why once Rav and Shmuel got to Surah and Adar, that they had a din, that they don't say B'Fanei Nechtam, is because at that point, Shayyaris started traveling between other parts of Bavel to those cities, and therefore at least Lefi Rav, the Shliach would not have to say B'Fanei Nechtam, because it was Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. And keep in mind that after we learn the next Gemara, we will see that Taisus argues on this Pshat of Rashi, and the Gemara continues, Masa Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi asked the following question from Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda stated, Merekim L'Mizrach V'Rekim K'Mizrach, that the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael were from Rekim towards the east, and Rekim was considered like Chutz La'aretz, Me'ashkelon L'Darim, and from Ashkelon to the south, Ve'ashkelon K'Darim, and Ashkelon was considered the south, Me'akim L'Tzofen, and from Akim towards the north, Ve'akim K'Tzofen, and Akim itself was considered like Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara asked, Ba'Bavel Tzvein of Eretz Yisrael Kaima, L'Maisa Bavel was in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and it was further than Akim, Siv, as the Pasuk says, B'negei Galus, Ve'yom HaShem Elai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah, Mitzofen T'Pasuk Hara, that all the evil that will come to Klal Yisrael will be initiated from the north, referring to Bavel, V'tanah Rameya Oimer, and Rameya stated, Akim Keretz Yisrael L'Gittin, that Akim is considered like Eretz Yisrael L'Gittin, and Vafilu Rameya L'Kam Ha'ala Ba'akoy in the Mikravah, and even Rameya only stated B'negei Akoy because it's close to Eretz Yisrael, Avul Bavel D'mech Kaloi, but Bavel, which was much further away from Eretz Yisrael, then Rameya did not say this halacha, and Bavel is definitely considered like Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, how could Rav say that the people in Bavel would not have to say B'Fanei Nechtam? And the Gemara answers, Who Meisel La Move B'Farakla, that Rabbi Yemi asked this question, and he answered it, L'Bavim in Bavel, that in Chanami, when the Mishnah mentioned that all these places have to say B'Fanei Nechtam, it's clearly excluding Bavel, as in Bavel, the reasoning doesn't apply, since L'Maisel will be Kiyam B'Lishma, and number two, the Shiyaris B'Tsuyasham, as people travel there in order to learn Torah. And I didn't taste the deal with Maschel Mechiosa Rav L'Bavel, where Taisus asked that how could Rashi say that it was only from the point that Rav established yeshivas in Bavel that there was a din that the Shliach would not have to say B'Fanei Nechtam, if the Gemara just asked from a Mishnah, and our Mishnah was prior to Rav establishing these yeshivas, and therefore the Gemara wouldn't have a question, as in the Chanami at the time of the Mishnah, even in Bavel they would have to say B'Fanei Nechtam. Based on this question, therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains that when the Gemara stated Mechiosa Rav L'Bavel, it didn't mean that when Rav came to Bavel, that is the point that they actually had a din that the Shliach did not have to say B'Fanei Nechtam, but it means that when Rav came to Bavel, so at that point he paskened that even from the time of Yechonia, where there was a golus to Bavel of the Cheresh and Maska, and therefore there was always Torah in Bavel, so therefore the din of Bavel was always carried to Sol Gittin, and they never had to say B'Fanei Nechtam. That's why this question of Rabbi Yemi from our Mishnah was a valid question. And Ayin in the last three lines of Taisu, where he says V'yesh B'farshim, and some explain Michi Asu Rav, when the Gemara states when Rav came, Loi Rav Mamish is not referring to Rav, al claiming Rabbanim Bali Torah, from the point that Rabbanim and Bali Torah came to Bavel, which of course refers to the time of Yechonia and the time when the Cheresh and Maska went to Golus. And the Rashba explains Rav Huna Gufe Chaylekaya Kavod LeRav V'Tali Rabbi Rabbi, that Rav Huna actually only mentioned Rav because he wanted to give Kavod to his Rebbe, Al Mikar Nami Chay Yeshivas B'Bavel V'Shrichi. Even much earlier than that, from the time of Yechonia, since there were already yeshivas there, therefore they didn't have a requirement to say B'Fanei Nechtam. And that shot in the Shaila that Rabbi Yemi is from a Mishnah. And also, we have to understand that L'Chayra Kotra Beleza that it said in the Mishnah, Afilim Kval Ludun Lud, and the Gemara explained that Rabbi Beleza says there's a loy plug in Chutz La'aretz, and even if the reason for the Takana B'Fanei Nechtam doesn't apply, the Rabbanan still said loy plug, and they said that you still have to say B'Fanei Nechtam as long as you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, or if you're going Medina in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore potentially Rav is only saying his halacha according to the Tanakam and Ragamliel, but according to Rabbi Beleza, Rav would not state his halacha, and Lefir Rabbi Beleza in a chenami, the din would be that even in Bavel you have to say B'Fanei Nechtam based on a loy plug. And the Gemara continues, Ad Hechani Bavel, until what point is considered Bavel, B'negei made his din that you don't have to say in front of Nechtam in front of Nechtam. And as we showed him explained that definitely between the area of the Tigris and the Euphrates is definitely bubble. And the question is, did bubble extend further out from these rivers? And the Gemara continues and brings machlekes. Amar Papa, Papa states, machlekes liyuchsin, kach machlekes legitin. Just like we have a machlekes as to what is considered bubble, the Gei the Gemara Nasara Yuchsin and Mesechtes Kedusha and Daf Ayin Aleph, but the Gei the Gemara that states, kol arasa it's isil artisol, veritisol isil bubble, that bubble is considered the most choshev land, but the Gei Yichus, and people in bubble, you don't have to check into the Yichus, as we knew exactly what the Yichus was. And just like there was a machlekes over there as to what the borders of bubble considered, but the Gei Yichsin, so the same machlekes applies to Gittin as well. And Rabbeis of Amr, Rabbeis says, machlekes Yichsin, although there's a machlekes, but the Gei Yichsin, aval Gittin, divra akol, ad ava tinyan de Gisha. There's no question, but the Gei Gittin, that the point of bubble is only until the second swamp that is under the bridge in bubble. And Rabbeis is referring to a known landmark at that period of time. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chitzim Matzach, Maktisvan lebeyatshir, that if a person was taking a get from Maktisvan to a beyatshir, so Rav Chitzim would require the shliach to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. However, in beyatshir Maktisvan loy matzach, he did not require the shliach to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam, when they were taking a get from beyatshir to Maktisvan. And the Gemara states, lema kasava, let us say he holds, lefisha im bekin lishma, vahani gemiri, that the reason why you have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam, is based on the svar of Rabbah, because they were not bekin lishma, and Maktisvan, they were bekin lishma, and that's why if you bring a get from Maktisvan, you don't have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. However, in beyatshir, they were not bekin lishma, and that's the way you would have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. And the Gemara is, but Tisbra, that you can't say that that's pshat, because by Rabbah, isla Rava, even Rabbah agrees to the svar of Rava, even if it's true that in Maktisvan, they were bekin lishma, and Lemaisa, since it's from one country to another country, so Lechari, you have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam, even according to Rabbah. And the Gemara therefore says, El Dekul Amah Be'indel Kaimai, that all agree that the reason why you have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam, is in order to be Mekayim the Chasim HaSe'enim, Bahani Kivin the Azdel Shuka the Hasam, and Lemaisa the Be'atshir used to go to the marketplace in Akitisvain. All the vendors in Akitisvain would know the signatures of the people from Be'atshir, because Lemaisa, they would extend credit to people in Be'atshir, and they would take notes from them, and this way the people in Be'atshir were always signing promissory notes, and the people in Akitisvain became familiar with the actual signatures, because they Lemaisa held on to these notes for a while, and therefore they always saw their signatures. That's why Hanach Yodeh Bechsimas Yodeh Dehani, that since the people in Akisvain knew the signatures of the people in Be'atshir, therefore if someone actually signed a get in Be'atshir and he had that get sent to Akisvain, so you wouldn't have to say before Nechtam, because at a later point the people of Akisvain would be able to be Mekayim the Shtaris and be able to be Mekayim the Chasimas Yodeh. And not only would the people in Akisvain be able to be Mekayim the Chasimas of the people in Be'atshir, but the people of Be'atshir themselves would come to the marketplace in Akisvain, and at some point if there was a Shaila about the Chasimas, then they would also be able to Mekayim the Chasimas of these Edim. However, Bahani B'dahanach Loyodi, the people in Be'atshir did not necessarily recognize the signatures of the people in Akisvain. My time was Shukur to Edi, that since they were busy in the marketplace, therefore the people in Be'atshir did not necessarily take notice of the signatures of the vendors in Akisvain. And this way, if someone wrote a get in Akisvain and had it sent to Be'atshir, then the people in Be'atshir would not necessarily be able to be Mekayim the Chasimas of those Edim. And that's why there's a requirement to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And the Gemara continues to discuss the din of stating before Nechtam in the city of Mechuza. So Rabbi Avuna Matzuch Me'as La'asa, Rabbi Avuna required that the Shlich would have to say before Nechtam, even when going from a row of houses on one side of Rosh Hashanah to a row of houses on the other side of Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Sheshes Matzuch Meshchuna L'shchuna, Rav Sheshes was even Machmir more so, and he required a Shlich to say before Nechtam when going from one neighbor to another neighbor. And as Rashi points out, that Stam Shchuna Shleish Shabbatim, that a Shchuna is considered three houses, and therefore, as long as you went three houses away from where you started, you would actually have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And Rava Matzuch by the Shchuna, and Rava required even within the same neighborhood, in all scenarios, he required that you would have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And the Gemara asks, Rava Udama Lefisha Einin Mitzun Lekaimai, but Lechari Rava Lishitasai, he is the man that Amal hold that the reason and the requirement to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam is because we were concerned that there were not going to be Eidim that were Matzul Lekaimai, and Lechari in that Shchuna, certainly they would recognize the Chasimus Eidim. And the Gemara answers, Shani B'nai Mechuzah, the 90. And as Rashi states, Einim Mishtoim B'Bateim Shaturudim Mischaria, they never remained in the houses for a long period of time because they were very tired in business. And therefore, they didn't even recognize their neighbor's signatures. And that's why, in all places, they would have to say, before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam that nowadays, in all places, you have to say, before Nechtam, before Nechtam, because in all places, we're 90 Kibbinei Mechuzah. And the Gemara continues with the story of Chanan Chana Mishtoi, Rav Chana was telling over that Rav Chana Icy Gita, Rav Chana brought a get, and he was a Shliach Leilacha, but Yadana, I'm not sure, if Rav Chana was traveling from Surah to Nadar, even Nadar and Surah, or if he actually started Nadar, and the get was written in Nadar, and he was bringing it to Surah, and also Kamei to Rav, and Rav Chana came to Rav, Amalei, Tzrichta Lameim, in front of Nechta, Amalei Lei Tzrichta, and Rav Chana asked Rav, do I have to say in front of Nechta, or do I not need to say so? Amalei, and Rav responded, Lei Tzrichas, you don't have to say in front of Nechta, the bubble carries Yisrael, as Rashi says, because bubble has a din like Eretz Yisrael, but negay a din in front of Nechtam. And we continue on that Vav and Beis, and Rav continues, V'Avda Sahanis, however, if you actually say in front of Nechtam, even though you're in bubble or in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have the requirement to really say in front of Nechtam, it would still help. And the Gemara asks, my Avda Sahanis, what does it mean that would help? And the Gemara explains, as if the husband would come at a later point and claim that this get was a forgery, we would not listen to him, since the Shliach stated b'fani nechtam, and even though the Shliach is only an Eid Echad, however, we still listened to him, and the husband could no longer be Ma'ara, and even though there was really no requirement for the Shliach to state b'fani nechtam, and the Gemara continues, k'netanya, like we learned in the Braisa, ma'isa ba'damechem sheheve get l'fnei Rabbi Shmuel, there was a story where a person brought a get in front of Rabbi Shmuel, amaloi, tzarech ni leim b'fani nechtam, ayin tzarech, do I have to say b'fani nechtam or not, amaloi, and Rabbi Shmuel asked him, b'di mehechen ato, where do you come from, amaloi Rabbi, so he said to him, Rabbi, Mikvas Tisoyani, I come from this place called Kvas Tisoy. Amalei, Tzarech Atalim, in front of Nechtam, Shalitizok Leidim, that you do have to say in front of Nechtam, in order that if in the future the husband is Ma'ara on this get, and he claims that it's a forgery, that the wife will not have to go and find Eidim to be Mekayim the Chasim Se'edim. And La'achash Yotze, after this person left, Nichlis in front of Rabbi Loi came to in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei Rabbi, and Rabbi Loi said to Rabbi Shmuel, Valoi Kvas Tisoy, Mavlois Betchum Eretz Yisrael, who craved the superior Yasim Akai, and Lemaisa, that this area called Kvas Hesoi is Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and it's so close to Tzipari, and even more than Akai. And although in the Tosefta, the Akai is the next four lines, however, we will read the next four lines of the Gemara, the Tanan, and we learned in our Mishnah, Rameo Imea, Akai carries Yisrael to Gittin, Akai has a din like Eretz Yisrael, but a gay Gittin, and you don't have to say before your Nechta, before your Nechtam, and Vafilu Rabbanon, like Pligil Rameo, El Ba'akai, the Mechka, that the only time the Rabbanon Achelik Rameo is only by the gay Akai because it's further from Eretz Yisrael, Al Kvas Hesoi, the Mikruva Loi, but the Gay Kvas Soy, everyone agrees that it's considered like Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say before your nechtam. So how could you have told him that this person has to say before your nechtam? Amaloi, so Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Shesoik b'nei Shesoik, you should be quiet and you shouldn't ask any questions on me. Hal v'yotza David b'heta yotza, that since I already told him that you should say before your nechtam. So Lemaisa, once he says so it will help the wife that if the husband at some point comes and claims that the get was a forgery, so even though the shliach didn't have to necessarily say before your nechtam, but since he said so you already have the Eid Echad that stated that it was before Nechtam, and therefore it would be considered a kiyum of the signatures of the Eidim that signed in the get. And the Gemara continues and asks that how could it be that Rabbi Loi asked this question to Rabbi Shmuel, but ha'iyu nami shleite zakal Eidim kamalei, that Rabbi Shmuel didn't say that the person had to say before Nechtam, based on the halacha, he just said that it's a good itza toiva to say before Nechtam, in order that in the future the woman will not have to come on to Eidim to be able to verify the chasimus Eidim of the get. And the Gemara answers, Loi Samu Kamei, that in Chanami, Rabbi Loi did not hear the exact story of what happened. He just thought that Rabbi Shmuel said that this person has to say before Nechtam, and therefore he asked that why should he have to say so if he comes from Kvas Hesoi, and Kvas Hesoi is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he shouldn't have to say before Nechtam at all. And Rabbi Shmuel responded to Rabbi Loi that you should know that in Chanami, I didn't mean that Lalocha, he had to say before Nechtam, and I just told him to do so based on the Eitz Taiva, and based on the fact, as I mentioned, Shalit Tizakik Le'edim. And the Gemara continued, and as we mentioned in Taisus and Davavim and Aleph, although Rav and Shmuel are being Cholik bin Gea Bavel, they were only Cholik bin Gea, traveling from one Medina in Bavel to another Medina in Bavel. However, now the Gemara will bring a Machlekes bin Gea, what the din is if you travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And Shalcha Rav Yasser Rav Chista, Rav Yasser sent a file to Rav Chista, Gita Abba Misham Lekan, if there's a get that comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, in Tzarech Leim before your Nechtam, they would not have to say before your Nechtam. And the Gemara says, Leim HaKasavah, Lefishayim B'kilosh Ba, Bahani Gemiri, let us say that Rav Yasser holds that the reason why generally a person has to say before your nechtam is because they will not be kiyum lishma. However, in Bavel they will be kiyum lishma, and therefore they didn't have to say before your nechtam. And the Gemara asks, but Tizbar, that can't be the reason, because of Rabbi Islay Rava, and since Rabbi also agrees to Rava that you also have a problem that lefisha einay the mitzuyin lekaimoi, then lechera even the bnei Bavel should have to say before your nechtam when they go to Eretz Yisrael as sheyaris and not mitzuyisham. And the Gemara says, el dekul la'ab mabitin lekaimoi, that certainly everyone agrees to the svar of Rava Rava that you have to say before a nechta, lefisha ein edim mitzuyin lekaimoi, and v'kivin ikur rabin nisalki v'nachti mishka shchichi, that since l'maisa there were many people that would travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and since the Bnei Bavel were also gemuri b'lishma, and they knew that the halacha is that a get has to be written l'shma, therefore there was no requirement for them to say before a nechta. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yisa stated, man leimu under Rabbi Yosef bas Samchu, and who said that Rabbi Yosef is someone that we should be soimich on his psakim? V'oid ha'iyu d'shalch le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef himself sent to Rabbi Yehuda bnei adam ha'ilu mishon l'kan, that anyone that travels from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael hen kaimu ba'atzman, that they cause a self-inflicted wound to themselves, just like the oinish that the Navi tells us that the goyim will do to us. As the pasuk tells us in Yoel, v'yidnu ha'yelu b'zayna, v'yolda machru b'yayin v'yishtu. And Rashi explains that the people of Bavel went to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and shoy mishtoyim b'Eretz Yisrael, menichin shesem agunais u'betelim epir v'rivya, that they would leave their wives in Bavel as agunais, and they would bottle from epir v'rivya, shenako b'yinei miladim v'yiladais. And these people, although they're going to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't show concern for their children. And Taisus explains a bit further that the reason why in Yoel they stated that a son was given to a zayna and a daughter was sold for wine is because since they went to Eretz Yisrael and therefore their children didn't have food, so the sons and daughter were mishtabdim b'shvul mezaynes behainu kezayna b'shvul mezaynes. And then Taisus brings a pshat from the Yerushalmi that of the hava b'chad shemach b'itay l'umaytay v'halach lomad, that there was actually a story where a person sold his daughter in order to be able to have money to go and learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and of course that's not proper to do. And Rabbi Yisrael continues because of Leib Leisertet, and when Rav Yosef wrote this to Rav Yehuda, he wrote it without having lines on that sheet of paper. And the Amar Yitzchak and Rav Yitzchak states, "Shtayim Kaisvin Shol Shein Kaisvin," that a person is allowed to write two words of the Torah without Sertet. However, he's not allowed to write three words in the Torah without Sertet. And Masisa Tana, we learned to the Brisa, Sholish Kaisvin, you're allowed to write three words without Sertet. However, in Kaisvin, but you can't write four words without having Sertet. And over here, we see that Rav Yosef wrote seven words of the Torah without having Sertet, and therefore we see that he's not someone that we should be Saimichon. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abayis, Abayi responded back to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Otto called La Yoda Hod Rabbi Yitzchak Lav Gav Rabu. Do you think that someone that doesn't know this did Rabbi Yitzchak is not considered Gav Rabu? Bishlay Milsa Tali Bisfar Lachaya. Ain't a Chanami. If it's something that's totally in Svara, then certainly if someone doesn't know that, then he's not considered Gav Rabu. But how Gemara he? But this is a Kabbalah and Halacha Mishmisinai, the Gemara Lishmile, and it's possible that Rabbi Yosef did not hear this Halacha Mishmisinai, but the Maisa Rabbi Yosef was a Gav Rabu, and the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosef. Abayi continued, Void, and not only don't you have a riot, he's not Gav Rabu by the fact that he didn't notice this Rabbi Yitzchak, Lamaisa, we know that Rabbi Yosef was a Gav Rabu because Rabbi Yosef, who the Askim Mori Al Yodei, Rabbi Yosef was actually the one that Kosh Baruch was masking to a pshat that he stated in the Pasuk in Shaftim. And this Pasuk is discussing the story of the Pelegesh Begiva, where we know that a man had a Pelegesh, and something occurred between the Pelegesh and this man got very angry at his Pelegesh, and therefore she ran away from him, and ultimately the entire story of the Pelegesh Begiva happened, and 65,000 of the Bnei Binyamin were killed out. And the Chsiv, and it says at the beginning of the Pasha, Vatizna Allah Pelakshay, that his Pelegesh strayed from him, and Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef explains, Zvub Matzalah, that he found a fly in his food, and Rav Yehuda said, Omar, Nima Matzalah, and Rav Yehuda says that he found a hair, the Eshchei Rav Yosef Elio, and at some point Rav Yosef found Elio, and Amalei, and Rav Yosef said to Elio, My Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Amalei, and Elio and Avi told Rav Yosef, also the Pelegesh Begiva, he's learning the Sugya of Pelegesh Begiva, Umaykama, and what is he saying? Amalei, so Elio said to him, Av Yosef B'ni, Kachu Eimer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Av Yosef, my child, is saying the Pshat is as follows, and Yosef B'ni, Kachu Eimer, and this is the following Pshat that Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining in the Pasuk of Atizna Lo Pelakshay, and Amalei, so Rav Yosef said to Elio and Avi, Chas V'Sholom, Mi Kesfeka Kamishmaya, how can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a suffix as to the Pshat in the Pasuk? Amalei, so Elio and Avi explain, Eilu Ve'ilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a suffix, but both of these Pshatim are actually right Pshat in the Pasuk, Hein Zvuv Matzav Lo Hikpid, that in the Chanami he originally found a fly, and he wasn't Makpid, but Nima Matzav, but then he found a hair, the Hikpid, and he was Makpid, and therefore he was upset at her, and she was scared, and therefore she ran away. Gemara continues and explains, Rabbi Yehuda explained, Zvuv B'Kaira, that he found a fly in his plate, and he wasn't so angered by that, because L'maisa, it's possible that a fly should fall into a plate, and it wasn't a Peshia. However, Nima Ba'isim Makim, then he found that this woman had a hair, Ba'isim Makim, and we know that if a woman has a hair, Ba'isim Makim, there's a danger to the man that is being with her, as his Ava could become entangled with that hair, and he could become a Kushavcha, and therefore, based on that, he was so angry at her, and that's why she ran away from him. And the Gemara explains, Zvuv means Susa, even though Zvuv is disgusting, but that's not why he got angry. Venima Sakanta, but a hair, Ba'isim Makim, is a Sakana, and that's why he got so angry. And Ekad Amri, others say, Edi v'Edi b'Kaira, both the hare and the fly was in the plate. Zvuv Einza, but a Zvuv is only an Einis. V'Nima p'Shiusa, and a Nima is a P'Shius, and therefore he was upset at her. And based on this story, Abaya showed his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef that L'maisa, that this person Rabbi Yosef must have been someone Chashav, because the Askin Mariel Yadei Legal Slei Said L'Chavin Dvar Mastum El Amitasam. We see Eliyahu HaNavi came to Rabbi Yosef to show him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking him and masking that his pshat was emes. And Taisa Diba Maskel Zvuv Maslo and Nima Maslo points out that both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yenison were derish from the pasuk of Atizna love Blackshay, and they touched the Lashon Atizna either Lashon Znus or Lashon Amazin. Either was talking about Nima but Isa Makim, or was talking about a fly that was found in his food. Vim Taima and Taisa asked him, "Non Loyav Znus Mamish." Maybe the real reason why he was angry at her was because she was Mamish Mizana. And Taisa brings either from Rabbeinu Chanan or from Rabbeinu Tam Meduratz Lachzira, from the fact that the Torah tells us they really wanted to take her back. And we know that it wasn't even the derech for a person to take back even his pelegesh if she was actually mizana, and therefore we see that it couldn't be that she was actually mizana based on the fact that he wanted to take her back. And Ayin and Taisa Rush, who asked that l'chira, how do we prove from this story that Rav Yosef was so great if l'chira Rav Yosef was actually wrong, as Rav Yosef said that zvuv matzla, and we know that that's not the reason why he got angry at her, and he only got angry at her because she had a hair, but isin makayim, as the Gemara explained. And Ayin and Taisa Rush, as well as the Dalai Lafashim, how they explain our Gemara. And finally, in Taisa Diba Maslal Nima Matzla, Taisa Yasvin Taima, that the Gemara Mesech the Sanhedrin teaches us, that Jewish girls actually didn't grow any hair by Beisa Shechi or Beisa Erva. Therefore, how could it be that she actually had hair? And Taisa answers, Vishlema, the Basi Fast Tayyaisa, Kinam Hashani Hassan Gabi Tama, that in the Khanami, she was the daughter of Yafast Tayyah, and that's why she had hair, but Isa Makim, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.